Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening.
Dragomi.
Good evening.
We're here. We're ready to go. I am down the shore. It's Lorenzo's birthday this weekend. He's turning 11. I want to kill myself. Like, am I 95? Like, what the fuck? I have an 11-year-old son. Disgusting. So we're celebrating him.
Wait, is it raining today?
It's raining today, but tomorrow's going to be like 80 and beautiful. So shout out to E-Clean Bro, because they always, cater my food for my parties. So I'm so excited. Jamie will be here delivering all the meats and all his yummy food. So if you guys haven't tried E-Clean Bro, I think they deliver everywhere now. They're amazing. Delicious. You're trying to lose weight. It's perfect.
Do they offer the Mediterranean diet there?
I don't know. Probably. They definitely have Mediterranean dishes. But when it comes to catering and stuff, he goes all out with amazing, delicious burgers and wings and all these meats. It's literally delicious. And then I got this huge Ninja Warrior float that's gonna go in the lagoon, so all the kids could go on that. Yeah, it's gonna be sick. And I got a dunk tank, so it's gonna be a nice day tomorrow.
Did you have to get a permit to put that fucking huge thing in the river?
What, the float?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's only there for a couple hours, so.
Is it just a?
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you go to lakes and you see all those things on the water.
Oh wait, and they can climb on it and shit, little.
Yeah, and there's a slide. Yeah.
Stop! How fun.
So the kids are gonna love that.
Pulling the town.
And yeah, I'm just I have to run and get balloons and cake and all that shit, but. Yeah, today is a relaxing but getting shit done day.
Today's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Stop. Can you believe it? I've never had a boyfriend for this? Oh, I did, but I was a child. I was
This is also real. This is real, genuine love. I really think he's your soulmate.
I do too. Stop. You know what we do?
Stop. Can you tell him what he did?
Yeah. My God, I have
You guys, I'm going to cry.
So last night, my coffee just spilled. Hold on.
Your what?
It's all of my sheets. My new sheets I got from Buffy.
Oh, can I tell you? I'm so pissed off. You know how I don't start my day without a green tea latte from Starbucks? Yeah. I ordered it. They ended up putting a honey shot in it.
It
literally tastes like a ball sack. I hate it. I'm so freaking annoyed.
Honey?
Yeah, they put a shot of honey. I think I hit the wrong button. I think it was my fault. But still, it tastes like shit.
Anniversary. It's today, 1 year anniversary. And it's so last night he came over at midnight. He was out with his friends, and then he came over after midnight. So he got back home. And he said, can I give you my gift right now? And I was sleeping. I was pretending to sleep because I didn't feel talking. But and he gave me my gift. And I just showed Nicole what it is. He got me a beautiful leather bound. Oh, my God. Leather bound book, and I opened it up, and it's a whole album, a picture album of all of our memories over the years. I didn't even know he took any of these pictures, pictures of me, just doing things. It was a picture of me, and everywhere from Christmas trees to it's a full year of us since the day we met, every picture we've ever taken, and a beautiful leather album. He left room, and then it's
so freaking cute,
kind of cool. And then he has a whole chunk of it at the end. He goes, and for the next And then it goes, there's enough room down here now for the next 100 years. I was like, oh my
God. Oh my God, you guys really remind me of the couple in This Is Us. Or last, what is it called?
When they all, can they drank the wine and killed each other?
Yes, you would totally do that.
So I was hysterical crying. I looked like a fucking, I was laying down first of all, and then crying.
You probably looked so ugly. I
probably looked like a fucking Jabba the Hutt.
Moose.
So I was like crying hysterically, and then he's like, why are you crying? It was just, it was like so sweet. So today's our actual anniversary, and I'm planning.
I can't believe it went that fast.
I know, by like that.
Oh my God.
Just like that. I'm sorry.
Like that.
I'm just got my coffee right now. Hold on. Hear this? I'm doing the Martha Stewart Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, I'm annoyed that my Starbucks came out like shit.
So tonight we have reservations at this place called Saga. It's very expensive. It's a 2-Michelin-star
restaurant. Saga?
Saga, S-A-G-A. We're going there tonight. The thing is with this place, like, I know he doesn't really like the crazy, like, wild food places, but he knows I like them. And I was trying to get reservations everywhere, and I wanted to do something special because he did a special book, and this place is very special. So you don't even pick your menu. There's not even a menu. The guy just kind of comes to you, and it's, like, 7 courses. And it's, you know, it's like very, very exclusive. It's on the top of some building, and it's gonna be very, very fancy. Like all the dishes look like little art projects.
Did you get violinists?
No, it's not that place, but the chef knows I'm coming because I know my friend who's a fancy like restaurateur was helping me get reservations. I was gonna go to like all these different places, but sure. But
stop yawning.
I know I just woke up. But we decided on this place, and now he's not very, very keen on like, you know, the places that look like, like, you know, like an art gallery with like tiny, like a little drop of this food and like a little squiggle of this and a little whatever. But I think it's gonna be fun.
Why? Because it's like too drama.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know, regular things. But I'm also like, don't want to be like too fat tonight because I have to bottom. So eating like a whole big like macaroni.
Oh shit! Why do you have to bottom though?
He's not gonna do it.
That sucks.
So I want.
So you're bottom now.
Well, I'm not a bottom, but it's like, it's what I have to just, it's what the mother has to do.
Oh, God, you're going to shit all over the place. No, and bleed.
I'm going to clean out. I'm definitely going to bleed. So we're going to go there for dinner, and then I want to do a comedy club at night, but then we're thinking, like, after like being so, like, fancy in our tuxedos, like, we don't want to have to, like, go to a comedy club in our costumes. So we're going to figure out what we're going to do later, but then the next day, it's where the real fun begins. Speaking in Braille.
Are you alive?
No, oh my God, I needed to chew a line.
Freak.
The next day, I planned, there's a spa in Brooklyn that's like the most insane, luxurious spa in the world. We're spending the full day at the spa. Full day. I have treatments first. We're getting 80-minute massages. We're getting facials. We're getting like scrubs.
Oh, cool, so you're not coming to Lorenzo's party.
It's tomorrow?
Yes. Wait. Bye.
We're doing it on the Ninja Warrior float is the thing. That's the trick.
I was literally the worst.
The masseuse comes from Brooklyn and he's gonna meet us there at the home.
Yeah.
So we're gonna spend the full day in these like ice. They have like a room that snows. It's like a room that completely snows in the room, and you get in the ice water. And then there's like hot rooms, and it's like all these different rooms called World Spa. And it's in Brooklyn, like deep in Brooklyn, and it is like so beautiful and chic and kiki. And then on that night, then we're gonna stay in Brooklyn that night in the hotel on Saturday night, and make love under the stars.
You know what I really want to do at a spa, and I hope like all the spas get it, the storm room.
They have it.
Did you see that?
QC Spa has it.
Oh, I really want to go and do it. Like I want to pretend I'm in like perfect storm and dying, but then like also like relaxing. Like, I really want to just sit there in a thunderstorm.
If you don't know what you're talking about, girls, go Google QC Spa, letter Q, letter C Spa, storm room. And it's the coolest fucking experience. It's like pouring rain in there, and there's like lightning and like thunder. And it's like a whole sensory experience. I stayed at the QC Spa in Italy before, but this one is in a different area in Italy. This one's in Milan, I think. But Milano.
Yeah, so I've always wanted to do that. So enjoy your spa day.
And then we're going down the shore to eat clean burgers. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. So I'm just, you know, I just want to know, you know, it's just a lovely experience. You know what we do now? Every morning we do a special ritual. Because we have to, I feel like, you know, I'm on a new spiritual journey where I feel like energy is the reason that we all meet. Oh, is the reason that we all meet up in heaven or in the other world. And like electricity and magnetation or whatever it is. So we have to charge our bodies together. So you have to stay as close to each other and transfer energy to each other. So then when you get to the other side, you're able to magnetize and find each other.
It's happening.
So how was Barstool Awards?
Well, the Barstool
you went Awards, to Boston and I saw you on the red carpet being all fancy and famous.
I know. It was beautiful. I mean, I love going to Boston. It's one of my favorite cities to go to be quite honest. But the Barstool 20th Anniversary Awards were there. I got to say, it was like, I didn't appreciate, I know it was a great time for everyone. I didn't really appreciate anything because I didn't know anything that was going on. Like, all the awards were like for over the past 20 years. So like all the awards that were happening, all the inside jokes, like I didn't know or get because I didn't know anything about Barstool until like a year ago or two ago, you know? So I'm brand new at it. So like all the things are so nostalgic. I felt the love and energy in the room though. And that was very exciting for me because I knew like that everyone had good, you know, how the family element I felt and was good. But all the awards were happening. I felt like left out. Like I was like everyone was speaking a different language. And I was just like sitting there watching and like in Bangladesh, like I didn't understand anything going on, but you know, I felt the love in the room, which was really nice.
Was it like real awards?
Yeah. I mean, I was like, no, they're fake awards. It's like, no one's like really, they don't mean anything. It's just like an award thing.
So it's like a fun thing.
Yeah. But it was like the Golden Globe. So we had tables like in the front, like all the talent, we all sat in the front, like on the floor, and then all the fans were all in the stands and like behind us. And it was,
oh, there's fans there.
Yeah. They had like, you know, they sold tickets to it. So people, but then afterwards, and then everyone mingled, like after the show ended, they opened up the thing to everyone. We did a meet and greet, like a huge meet and greet for everyone. The tickets were $200. I was like, that's the least he can do. It's like, you know,
yeah,
let's have a meet and greet to meet all the people that you follow and like, because, you know, otherwise it was like these people are all, it was very interesting. But Dave looked very handsome. He was wearing Tom Ford from head to toe. Pat and I hosted Rich. The carpet. So, you know, the purple carpet was there and it was like a real red carpet. I was like, I thought it was gonna be like a fun, like goofy, like pop-up, like fake thing. Like we have everything at work. Like when we're playing award show, you know what I mean? Like dressing up
mm-hmm.
at award show, but it really wasn't a award show. Like, there was like a real red carpet with like real, like the big cameras and all the things and a telecast. It was very nice. Everyone had a good time. There was a lot of like times I got uncomfortable because they were like doing like roasts up there. And Dave's parents were there, and they like there's like videos of him like fingering sex dolls and like all this wild shit.
Ew!
Oh my god,
freak!
I know. So, but it was very nice. I got an outfit from the Black Tux. Did you like my outfit, everyone?
Oh my god, you look so good.
I planned that myself. I mean, I ordered the tux in black.
Like you look skinny, and you looked handsome, and you looked very professional.
Thank you. If you need suits, I mean, this is not a free ad. I'm just being telling you in general. I mean, they did send me the suit for free, but the black tux literally.
Wait, did you say on the carpet what you're wearing?
I didn't say who I was wearing because, but I asked everyone's the guests who was wearing. I was acting like I was Julianna Rancic on the red carpet or Joan Rivers.
Oh my god, freak! Like, who are you wearing? What's your inspiration for this look?
I'm really excited about tonight. But you know, seriously, if you need a tuxedo for like your husband or for yourself. Or just a suit. They even have just regular suits. Like, say, like you're going to a wedding and your husband doesn't have a fucking suit, and like the one he has is like brown and from when he was in college. Literally, go to the Black Tux and you can get like whatever style you want, and you rent them, or you can even buy them. Like, even if you get it home and it like fits them so nice, and like, oh my god, you need to keep this. They'll let you buy it right off them, and it's like, and it's like cheap prices. Like, you can't even get those prices like at discount warehouses. But I can't say enough things about them.
So Men's Warehouse.
Yeah, there's so many different fucking options, and literally every size from like tiny fucking skinny minis to like fatty fatties, and I fall right in between, just so everyone knows. But yeah, they have shoes, they have like leopard print ones, there's plaid ones, there's everything. I can't say enough good things about them, and I think I'm gonna buy the green one that I bought off it, and then my shirt was from Amazon because I'm an Amazon storefront queen now.
Love it. Wait, did you ever set up your storefront?
I figured it out.
Oh my god, it's so easy. I'll do it for you.
No, I did it. I finally figured it out. So if you go to my link tree, I haven't set the page up yet. So the only thing I have right now is like a few things for my kitchen that I like. But like during my move, like I'm gonna like be like sharing like all my things and my favorite thing, how, because like, I know I'm gonna start it up then, like when I'm like figuring out like what the best things I'm buying for Amazon. Like I found these hooks that fucking I was able to make my whole wall look like this, and I got these sheets and I got this pillow and
yeah,
these things for my kitchen organizers. Like I'm gonna do all that, all over that.
Do you remember that organizer that was like, can I organize your house? Yeah. And you looked at the page and it was like, oh my god.
There was a celebrity organizer that everyone uses. I won't name names to anyone, but she does the biggest stars in Hollywood. And we've been following each other for years. So I was like, oh my god, I need to organize my closet. And she did offer, you know, some services, you know, on status, but like literally like for my apartment's the size of like my nipple. It's like this, it's like a tiny fucking apartment. And they want to charge me $6,000 to do my one closet, just my closet, just my bedroom closet.
I'm talking about that random organizer that messaged you, and Joey went on the page, and she's like, everything's in like plastic bins, like it doesn't look like an organizer. Like, but she was like trying, what a sin. But Joey was like, I'm good.
She's I wish her well. I respect the hustle. Yeah, she was an amateur organizer, I would say.
Stop! What a sin.
And it's just like, you know, it's just like it wasn't giving, but it was It was very sweet that she reached out, but I was like, imagine I had her come over.
No, you could do that.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Now, which child is that screaming in the back?
Everyone. So all the kids are here for Lorenzo's birthday, but Angela's in the room.
Are you upstairs in your bedroom or are you on the couch downstairs?
Yeah, I'm hiding because my house is so freaking loud. There's like 20 people here. It's always a shit show with, you know, family.
Where's the help? Where's the help? Isn't there like 700 aunts and uncles and grandmother's there?
Yeah, they're all downstairs. Wait, we have to talk about last night's episode. I hope all you bitches watched.
My God.
Paulie did a prank on us. And mind you, me and Dee are like three bottles deep. Like, we are what? Cute, honey. So we are being, you know, drunk meatballs, going crazy. And then Paulie decides to pull this prank. And you know, like, my biggest fear is like,
the end of the world.
The emergency thing goes on the TV. It makes that scary ass noise. And something's going down, the end of the world, and I'm not home with my kids. So, of course, my biggest fear came true. And Paulie, and I'm drunk, so I think it's real. But when I watch it sober, I'm like, oh my god, this looks so fake. So he put it on, and then Paulie's like, run outside. I think they're here. And there were a million drones in the sky, so it looked like spaceships. And I'm just freaking the fuck out. I'm screaming. I'm beating up a security guard because he won't let me outside. I'm like, let me outside. I need to go home with my kids. Me and Dina are freaking out. Jenny's just chugging wine. She's like, well, if I'm dying, I'm getting drunk. It was insane.
Wait. I was so confused at how they pulled this off. I knew this story for like a year since it happened, but like everyone explaining it's different to me. And I don't understand like what actually happened. What was outside?
The drones.
It's just the lights things that were up
there. Yeah, so it looked like there was a million aliens in the sky, like UFOs. And I was just hysterically crying. I was freaking out. I called Gianni. I was like, put the news on, grab the kids, because I thought it was like real.
Did you really think it was real? Jenny knew that it was fake, though. Who did they tell it was fake? I think everyone besides the meatballs ran on it, right?
No, and no one knew except Paulie. So, like, Vinny thought it was real. He was videoing it. Mike was ready to die. Jenny was ready to die, but she kind of knew it was a prank. And then Sam was, like, calling her mom, saying, Mom, I'm dying. It was fucked up. I have PTSD.
Did they not break, like, production to, like, make you think it was even real? Because, like, did they break production at all?
Yes. That's why I thought it was real. So what really sold me is production. So when one of the head producers... right when it came on the TV, he looked terrified and he ran to his phone and called his wife. And I'm like, what the fuck? Yes. And so all the producers went in, the camera guys like put their cameras down for a second to be like, what the fuck is this? And then I should have known because they're still recording me. And I'm like, okay, well, if they're still recording me, you know, like, why aren't they freaking out? Like, why are they documenting this if it's the end of the world? Do you know what I mean?
Well, Sally needs that money, mama. She got to pay the checks.
It's still in the apocalypse. So I don't know. It was fucked up. I was really mad at Paulie, but I got over it. And yeah, it's a crazy episode. So if you guys haven't seen the last episode, this is one of the craziest things that have ever that we've ever experienced, like, on the show ever. And it was, like, real, and we really thought we were dying. Like, you guys, it's so fucked up. You have to watch it.
Oh, my God. I saw, like, a bunch. I didn't see the full episode yet, but I have a DVR.
You're the worst.
But I'm seeing all the ads online about it. It's, like, fucking bonkers. Buku bonkers.
No, it was terrifying. You would have cried.
What did Gianni say when you called him? Did he not answer?
I called Gianni, and I said, put on the news. Get the kids. The aliens are here. And he was like, Nicole. And this was like 1 o'clock in the morning. He's Stop. Like, Nicole, there's no fucking aliens. You're drunk. You don't know what's happening. It's not real. He was like, Paulie's doing a prank. And I wasn't listening.
He knew the
point. And then I called him the next day. He was like, you know, there's no aliens, right? I'm like, ooh.
Did he tell, so did they tell your family members before they were going to do that?
No. So I called my mom. In hysterics. I told her to put on the news. I literally called everyone and said, put the news on. It's happening.
It's happening.
I would die every day waiting for you. I've been going to the gym every day on my Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. I've been, they should call me Joey. I changed my nationality to Greek. I am no longer an Italian, Irish, Italian American. I am Greek, and instead of going by Nana at work, I go by Yaya, because I only eat Greek food.
Yaya.
I only eat Greek food. My diet is, if anyone wants to lose weight, literally just do this diet, and I already lost like 12 pounds this week. I guess Ozempic does help, but, you know, it's not for everyone. But literally just eat Greek salads with chicken and drink lots of water. That's all I eat every day, and I look forward to it. I have one in my fridge right now, like, just waiting for me. It's like, it's calling my name in there. I can't wait to get into it. It has everything you need. Chicken, just a little bit of feta cheese for creaminess. And I don't even use dressing on it anymore. I just use vinegar, because between the vinegar, the oil on the chicken, and then the feta cheese, it makes like this like yummy dressing. So you don't even have to add more calories. And it's just so satisfying. I think I'm gonna have to find like a winter version of it, because when I get cold out, I'm gonna need something a little more substantial, because I have to keep my winter coat on. Okay, I need a little padding, but I get so satisfied. And even if you don't want to do that one, you can just make cucumber tomato salad and have a grilled chicken and some other vegetables and just like spinach. It's just like so yummy. I can't say enough things about the Mediterranean diet.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Do you want to see a video of me, how skinny I am? It's a picture of me in my underwear. My dick's not out. I'm covering it. I'm making fun of
freak.
I'm making fun of those of those TikTokers that you probably don't have it on your TikTok, but the TikTok guys that get ready with me guys, they all like cover their piece deal, like there's just something hanging out of their underwear. But yeah. It's like, relax, nothing's coming out of your underwear. I texted you. But just look how like, now I do have a spray tan.
Did you get it? Ew, are you a skeleton?
I know.
You are so skinny.
I'm skin and bones. Now
literally. I think you need to eat.
I did a Greek salad, but I had a slip up last night when I actually got done with the awards. Because in the awards, I was like starving myself all day because I wanted to look cute in my tuxedo, and I had nerves about the
freak.
So I didn't eat all day. So I got home from the bar at like 2:30, and I'm in bed in a hotel.
You got Domino's.
No, I wish they didn't have that available. They had McDonald's open, so I ordered McDonald's. But listen, there was a robbery. I almost had to call the cops. I was drunk, so I called. I called McDonald's. Right? I Uber Eats it. I really did. And it got there downstairs. So I called down the front desk and I said, I got a delivery. Says delivery notice. Can I bring it up? Oh, no. I got a delivery notice from them saying it's in the lobby. And so I called the front desk and say, hi, I'm actually handicapped. Can you bring up my seasoning?
You are awful. I was naked. You did this and drunk. Before.
I know, because I don't feel like going downstairs. So I tell them I can't walk.
You are awful.
And then I when I came to the door, I said, I was like, just leave it there. Thank you. So they don't see me not in a wheelchair. So I called down. They go, someone already picked up the food. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, the McDonald's bag that was sitting down here? I said, yeah. He goes, oh yeah, someone just came and picked it up. I said, no one picked it up. So someone came and stole my fucking McDonald's bag from the lobby.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I guess because the guy brought two bags. With
Were
it,
you
like,
so mad?
With two deliveries. There was like two McDonald's deliveries. So I guess whoever went down, other drunk fuck that went down, took both bags of McDonald's and brought it upstairs. And probably was like, oh, yo, they gave us extra McDonald's. And it was my fucking McDonald's. So I called. So thank God Uber Eats just gave me my money back. So I called back And I did the order again. So I called the front desk and I said, due to your negligence, my meal was stolen. I said, and I can't walk. So I said, now you need to bring it up to my
so then, oh my God.
Right to my door, but it took you like an hour extra. So I was like starving. I horsed that food down so damn quickly. Normally I would order like $100 worth of food. I only ordered like $40 worth of food. And that's cheap for me. If you remember my old days, I would get up into the 170s. And I ordered just like a double quarter pounder of cheese meal and a 10 piece and a chicken sandwich. And I ate it like a fucking horse in the middle of the dark, nude in my room. And I went to bed, but I felt so much better the next day that I did that. But, you know, now I have to go back to the gym, and I have been, you know, taking advantage of my perk of being a celebrity, going to the Equinox gym. But
yeah, calm down, Rich.
No sign of you know, I've been watching what other people are doing at the gym. Like, I don't know what to do. I just kind of like every time we went to go to Anthony at Florham Park Fitness, he would teach us what to do. But now I have to watch other boys at the
gym. Yeah, I don't think your form is right.
No, it's not right. I don't know what to do. So I watched.
You're going to break your back.
Did I show you the one I did where I was pulling the strings from the ground?
Yes.
Oh, that's when my form was off. My boyfriend said the form is off as well. But I just watch what other boys and girls do at the gym, and they probably think I'm like lusting after them, which I kind of am. But I also am trying to find out what they're doing, because I look at what they look like. I'm like, well, if this guy's doing this exercise, I want my arms to look like that. So I just copy what they do. I'm sure it's sound off in the comments below. Is that what everyone's just doing as well? Is that what you would have do? What you would have done, Nick, if you were at the gym and didn't know, or you would Google it?
What, like following people?
You like if you didn't know if you weren't really smart and working out, you know everything now. But if you didn't going and like me, don't know anything, would you just like watch and learn? Like watch.
No, yeah. Back in the day when I like didn't know how to like weight train and stuff, I only did cardio. I only did like the elliptical and stuff because I didn't know what I was doing. And then like I would go on a yoga mat and like do crunches, but like I never used the machines because I didn't know what I was doing.
I don't know what I'm doing either, but I try to find, you know, what they do, and I'm making my way. But I think everyone knows that I'm an imposter. I think they know I don't have a real membership, and I also think they know that I'm an imposter.
Yeah, they're like, what is this guy doing? Embarrassing.
But you know, last time I haven't gone to the gym in a while, and I've gotten substantially more famous since then. So I do have some looky loos and some fans coming up to me like every
oh my god, I hate you.
Period of time, and I'm in there. Hey man, oh, love your content. And I'm sitting there like, oh my god. And then it's like seeing a friend in the grocery store. And then you have to like walk down the aisles and see them again and be like, oh hey, still just working out.
Ew.
You know what I mean?
Like, I start wearing a hat.
I wear a hat. I had the hat on.
Ew, it's so embarrassing.
I thought that was you. I was like, there's no way. And then it's like, oh wow. And then
we're definitely gonna see him at the gym because it's all guys and they love Barstool.
Yeah.
So they know exactly who you are.
I don't mind it. It's just like now, like it's even worse. And now I feel like people are watching me like and like even judging me even more because I don't know what I'm doing. But like if you're a fan, help a sister out. Show me what machines to press, what buttons to press in the machines. It's like, and even how the seats move, like I don't know how the seats move. Like I was like sitting there doing it all wrong, and I saw a lever, so I pulled it, and I went slooping forward, and a big bang happened with the weights because it's like a seat machine mover, and like I went sliding forward like a fucking.
Oh my god, you're embarrassing.
The leg machine, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I press, I go sloop, and I took a deep dive, and it made a huge bang. But I'm getting my sea legs.
You're a hot mess.
I know. Wait. Donald Trump was arrested, and he has a
Oh my god, I just saw that. I was watching like the trending last night because you know, when our show's on, I want to see if like we're trending on Twitter, and we were trending with Donald Trump mugshot.
Oh.
So he's like really in jail?
No, it's all fake things. It's like leave the guy alone. He's booked in jail. No, he's not. They booked him, and then he walked right out right afterwards. Like it's just like they're doing.
Oh, all what's the point then?
I don't know. He's like it's like a procedural thing that they're doing, just like to like run his like tar and feather him. Like I don't even know what the crime that would happen was about this. They keep doing it all the time.
But they said that he changed people's votes in like Georgia so he could win.
Oh well, whatever. I don't know what he did, but everyone's like false things. If he was actually in jail, that it'd be like, I'd be interested. Like if he was like really in prison, then it'd be interesting. But now that they're just like doing all these fake things, like, you know, they got his mugshot. It is historically, he's the first president sitting or
yeah
or,
to ever be arrested
ever well not arrested to ever be booked in jail. Yeah, like that.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, so I think that that's historical. But you know, it's like I don't think he's like actually like on like on the block like in prison or going like it's I don't know. I just it's I'd be more excited if he was in real prison. Just not him, just nothing against him. It's like I'm sure he's lovely, but it's like it's just you know, it's exciting news. Did you watch? Now you haven't been watching Just Like That, have you?
No, but I just got an email that I'm nominated for an award.
You are?
Yes.
A Lifetime Achievement Award?
The Win Awards?
Can I go with you?
Women's Image Awards.
Oh,
that's nice.
No, I'm not supporting that. What kind of women's
awards? The Women's Image Awards. And
Women in Business?
I'm nominated as an actress reality star.
Where are the women being held in a strip mall?
So yeah, I don't know. Dr. Pimple Cincinnati. Popper.
Oh, I love
Dr.
her.
Pimple Popper. She's up against me and Cammy Crawford.
I don't know her.
From Catfish.
Oh, I interviewed her.
Oh yeah, is she nice?
Yeah, she's
she's going down, bitch.
It's just the three of you?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how this works though.
Well, either you'll win or Pimple Popper will win. Because
yeah,
she,
I like Pimple Popper.
I like her too. I wish I had.
How cute.
Well, congratulations. What an honor.
It's happening.
I was talking about in Just Like That, Sex and City reboot got signed for season 3 and Samantha's episode aired.
How was it? I need to catch up on this.
It was lackluster. She like you can tell like it wasn't she was not playing Samantha like she used to play Samantha. It's like it's everything, all the elements were there, like, but it just wasn't. It felt like her like playing her playing Samantha playing Samantha. That's what it felt like. If you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. She was just like, you know, like, oh, Carrie. Like she never said Carrie's name ever once on the show. So she said Carrie for the first time, I think. Like she might have said it like on something, but you never heard her say it. When she said Carrie, it just seemed very how do you say it?
Disingenuine.
It didn't seem like, you know, she goes, Carrie, I simply can't make it to London. I can't make it to New York. But like, I never heard her say Carrie before. So that off the bat was like, she's an imposter.
But what did she always call her?
She didn't really call her anything. She just never said her name, really.
She never said her name.
It's the same when they call Big John. It's like, seems odd. It's like, why are they saying John? His name is Big. Like, I don't think she ever called her anything. Like, they never say. I never heard her say Carrie. I don't know why that stood out to me, but I think if you saw it, you would know. And then she's like, you know, in a car. I thought it was going to be like a different scene. But it's, I don't think she should go back either. The show is a fucking nightmare. Samantha, there's no place for Samantha that she would eat all those people alive.
Well, I thought it was just like a one-time thing.
It is a one-time thing, but I'm saying everyone's getting excited now that season 3 got renewed after she had her appearance, season 3 got renewed. So now everyone's saying like, oh, maybe it's because of her. It got renewed, but it's like, I just hate to see. I know things evolve. I don't like change. That's the thing. But besides me hating Shea Diaz and hating how woke everyone is, it's like, besides that, it's just like all these like new strangers. I know it's evolvement, but I don't like any change. So it's like all these new people I don't really like know or care about. Mm. Aiden is an op. Aiden came back, but if you saw what happened.
Oh, love it.
No, you're not going to love it. I mean, you'll like, you'll see. I don't want to, you'll see. I don't know if, it's just like another, nothing's easy in this show. You know, everything's a crick in the plan.
So you're telling me it sucks.
Well, they're together, but they're not together. Do you want me to just tell you?
Yeah.
So they get back together. She sells the house. She sells her famous apartment. That live in, so they have a last supper in the apartment saying goodbye to it. But literally none of those people have ever been in that apartment before. And she's celebrating in the apartment with literally just Carrie and Charlotte, the only people who've ever stepped foot in that apartment. I'm sorry, what's her name? Miranda and Charlotte. And it's like
Miranda?
Yeah, and it's a whole table of strangers we've never seen before. So like all the memories we had in that apartment, it's like it's a fucking dumb thing for them to have on the show, because like, you know, all the apartment memories were like the four girls in that apartment, and only the two girls are there and her, and all the fucking table of 50 other fucking new assholes, and no one knows about or cares about their storyline. are sitting there and about all the last fucking 50 years she lived in the apartment saying goodbye to it. It just didn't seem like, who cares if these, no, it's not emotional. It should just be the three girls sitting there eating pizza on the floor, you know? Mm-hmm. And then maybe that Samantha giving a phone call or FaceTiming. Samantha FaceTimes and say, oh my God, we're going to miss.
Oh, they're doing too much then.
You know what I mean? It's like literally, she did like a Last Supper of like literally every one of these new characters and I don't even know their names. Like literally.
Yeah.
I don't know one of the new characters' names. None of them.
That's annoying.
So then, and Aiden didn't show up because Aiden could never step foot in the house. The reason she had to get rid of her apartment is because Aiden could never step foot in the house because he couldn't get over the fact that.
God. It's been like 40 years.
How his heart got broken there. So he wouldn't go in the house. And then, so then she sold the house and bought a fucking townhouse, like a brand new house that has like a backyard and fucking like steps and stuff. And then he was supposed to like move in there with her because he's divorced. And his kids, live like back in like Cincinnati or something. And then he gets a call that her son get in a car accident from drunk driving, runs home, and then basically comes home and says, I have to break up with you because my kids need me and I can't live here anymore. So he's like,
my God.
But he's saying, I'm going to come back in 5 years. So when he's 18, I'll come back in 5 years. So she's got to wait 5 years. He goes 10 years like that. So, I mean, he's going to come back once in a while and stuff. Like, they'll still hook up, but they're definitely not going to like live. And now she has a big fucking house and looks like an asshole. But she did get a cat.
I feel like she's not a cat person.
She's okay with it, but the cat's name is Shu. So, like, you know, like, Shu, get out of here. But now, also Shu, because she likes shoes. I'm still hate watching it, so. Maybe they're doing
Well, stuff. I have a new show on HBO.
You tell.
It's called Invasion, just because like aliens are like so trendy right now. And I love the aliens and I love like end of the world movies or series. So Invasion is amazing. They just came out with their second season, I think. So you can binge first, second. And I know I told you guys about The Crowded Room. You guys were loving it. Literally so freaking good. And then I watched something on Netflix. But it's in, like, another language. So you have to, like, read. So freaking good. No, it's good. It's like, my favorite. It's, like, my favorite spooky ones. So you're not going to like it. But where is it? Oh, and then I watched Depp versus Heard. So it goes through the whole case.
What is that about?
It's about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, their whole court case.
Ah, I hate her. Remember she shit in the bed?
Yeah, but she said it was the dog.
Did you ever shit in the bed and blame Rocky for it?
No, I never shit in the bed. I don't remember what it's called, but it was a good one on Netflix. But yeah, the Amber versus Johnny Depp, that's a good one. And yeah, you guys have to watch Invasion on HBO. Really freaking good.
Is it a film or a show?
No, it's a series about like this like alien technology that came to Earth, and like it's basically like the end of the world. But the main character, I'm just gonna tell you this. One of the main characters, there's like a couple. So this one family, the guy, she finds out that her husband is cheating on her with like this blonde, like gorgeous woman, and I think they're like Indian or something. So she got so upset that like, cause they're supposed to like, you know, be with other Indian people. Do you know what I mean? I don't even know if they're Indian. But do you know what I mean? It's like you have to like stay in your culture. So she was so offended. Like not only was he cheating on her, but like with a white woman and blonde hair. So she was like, what? Because she's blonde and white. And so he was planning on leaving the wife and the two kids for this woman and like never come back. He was going to abandon his family. And then she finds this out all right before the invasion happens. So they're stuck together. Like, would you just leave Gianni and kill him? Because I would.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so it's, like, very dramatic with that. There's, like, a lot of storylines. And it's fucked up. But I love aliens. So Invasion, HBO, make sure you watch it.
Brittany is getting divorced.
Old news.
I know, but now she's wilding out everywhere. She went down. She was.
I always had like a weird feeling about him. Like he definitely used her.
Yeah, probably. But did he get money from her or something, or he just wanted to be famous with her?
No, he's asking for money from her.
Oh, wow,
he's
really?
A loser. Oh. Yeah, I'm not a fan of him, so.
Well, you said it there first.
And definitely cheated on her.
You think so?
I do think so. Here, go.
Who would cheat on Brittany? She's my favorite person ever.
Literally. We go downstairs?
What?
I'm almost done. Go.
Oh, guess how much Samantha got paid for that 60-second scene?
$1 million.
How'd you know?
Because you told me.
She'll pay $1 million.
For a 30-second scene?
Yeah.
Get a girl. I mean, she is missing out on all that money.
Remember you got paid $350,000 to say hello at a college? And now there's a law about you?
I didn't get paid that much, but yeah.
How much was it? 30,000?
I didn't say hello. I was like, I did the scandal. I did like a Q&A, and like all the students were like asking me about my life and like what I would be doing if I wasn't. It was like really, it wasn't educational, but it was like insightful.
At the college?
It was at Rutgers.
Rutgers, and how much did they pay you?
I don't remember, but it wasn't that much. It wasn't $300.
$32,000 you got paid.
Yeah, I don't even think it was that.
I have that money. Did you still have it or no?
No, I probably blew it. Definitely blew it.
Inspired by Hershey Shore star Nicole Snoozy Paluzzi, better known as Snoopy, aims to cap spending of state money for speakers at public events. Look what you did, you little jerk. Now no one can get
I didn't do anything.
Well, now no one's allowed to get paid more than you ever did for a public speaking appearance in New Jersey.
Well, that's on them. I didn't tell them to pay me that.
Well, I know that your children are bothering you, so I won't keep you any longer, but I want to say happy birthday to Lorenzo. His gift is in the mail.
I can't believe you're missing his party, you little shit.
Sorry, it's my one-year anniversary. I don't think I'm going to live another year, probably.
Oh, your one-year anniversary is today. The party's tomorrow, drama. You could have a nice day at the shore.
No, I'm so excited for our girls' trip, though. We didn't tell anyone, but we're doing a girls' weekend at Nicole's house in a couple weekends from now. In September.
Just tell everyone the date. God.
I won't tell the date, but we're doing it in September, and we're doing girls' weekend. We're going to celebrate our friend Steph's birthday. Nicole hired a hibachi chef. We're going to be doing spooky movie nights. It's going to be just chill in the air. We're going to light a fire in the backyard.
No, it's going to be so cute. So all my best girlfriends are coming over, and we're just going to like hang out by the pool all day, and then we have the hibachi at night, and then a sleepover. Oh, it's going to be much needed. And like half my girlfriends are like all moms. So it's going to be like just like a nice like just day being us.
And we have a playlist going in the group chat, and everyone's like adding songs to it, and it's just so fun. I love it. This is like everyone thinks like, you know, like the Hollywood lifestyle, like there's like, it must be so amazing, all these places. That's all like fine and good, but like the best times of our lives is literally doing shit like this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's we're just like simple things.
We're just like everyone. Stars, they're just like us.
Stars just like us.
But we want to say thank you for tuning in today. I hope you have the best weekend, everyone. Do something this weekend that scares you, whether it's an STD scare or or taking a leap of faith.
Get arrested. You ruin your life.
Do something that scares you this weekend, and make sure that hug your loved ones so that your energy shifts to them, so then you can meet them on the other side.
Amen.
Well, I love you, Nick. Thanks for coming. Nick, I'm like your father. What are you doing?
You're disgusting. Nicole. Here, say bye, Crusaders.
Bye, dear.
Ooh. All right, bye.
Bye, everyone.
It's happening.